The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you may be familiar with the nutritional advice to eat five a day, your fruit and your veg. However, a recent study from dietitians has shown that eating a variety of 30 different plants a week can have an even better effect. How can we be sure that we add diversity to our diet? Where do we start? Well, I'm joined now by author of The 30 Plan, specialist dietitian and NHS clinical lead, Catherine Rebess. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, five a day, that's easy enough to keep track of. You know, you can have maybe some fruit with your cereal in the morning and two veg and meat with your dinner in the evening and maybe a sandwich with a scrap of lettuce and tomato at lunchtime. Bingo! I've done my five. However, 30 might be a bit more difficult.
It seems that way, doesn't it? It does sound like a huge number and it can be a bit overwhelming, but it actually is a lot simpler than you think, because it's not just focused on fruit and veg. We're also thinking about whole grains. So, you know, brown rice, brown pasta or quinoa. It could also include herbs and spices. It can include beans and pulses, nuts and seeds. So actually, when you open up to these different types of food groups, it you can actually incorporate a lot more.
It also, I read, includes coffee.
It does. But it's really important to state here, disclaimer, that very good quality coffee, which is ideally filtered coffee, so not the instant, unfortunately, you know, we're thinking about grounded beans and those types of filtered coffee. And that actually equals to a quarter of a plant point for that good quality coffee.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're giving me fractions of a plant, how does that work? I mean, is one tomato 1 point, or half a tomato half a point, or quarter of a tomato a quarter of a point, or one of those little small tomatoes, you know, you get them in all different colours, would they be a tenth of a point?
That's a good point, Pat. So essentially what it means is that when we're thinking about plants, we're thinking about all the incredible properties that they have, the plant chemicals. And this includes things like the antioxidants and the phytochemicals. So things like polyphenols all sound like big words, but essentially they are types of plant chemicals that provide these incredible properties for plants on the human body. And when they did the research, it showed that different types of plants, especially those with different colours, had higher levels of these incredible plant properties. So, you know, tomatoes, blueberries, as an example, red cabbage has larger numbers of plant chemicals versus maybe, you know, your lettuce leaves or those which are a slightly lower in fibre as well. So if we're choosing lots of different colours on our plate of food, we know that we're going to be getting higher numbers of plant points. When it comes to things like herbs and spices, because these are smaller quantities and we eat them in smaller quantities, we can't equate them to being a full plant point, essentially.
Mm. So help me out here. One of those little small tomatoes, what is it? Is it a point or a half a point or a...
Yes, it is a point. And if you were to have... Yeah, so if you were to have a yellow tomato, as an example, versus a red tomato, that would be 2 points, because the two different colours means two different types of antioxidants. So you actually are providing yourself more plant diversity by choosing different colours. And if you're thinking about seasons as well and what's in season, you know, for example, right now, purple sprouted broccoli is in season, and that would be 1 point versus just your standard broccoli, which would be another point. So lots of colour can help to increase it as well.
Now, what's the science of this in terms of what it does to the microbiome, rather than, you know, you have five veg and fruit a day, but you always have the same ones. So the idea of adding all of this variety so that over the week you've 30 different ones, what's happening to the microbiome in your gut because you've added diversity?
Yeah, so the microbiome essentially is all the different microorganisms that are found in different parts of the human body. And what you're speaking about specifically there is the gut microbiome. So we've got different types of bacteria, different types of fungi, different types of viruses, and all of these play a really important role in the ecosystem of how the gut supports our overall health and well-being. So there's been links to the gut microbiome supporting hormone regulation, inflammation, immune function, our skin, skin. And also there's a huge link between the gut and the brain and our mental health impacted due to our gut health too. So essentially, by incorporating more plant diversity and having more fiber in our diet, we are feeding all those different types of microorganisms, but specifically the beneficial ones, which have a huge involvement with those beneficial properties and helping out with those functions. So if we're having more fiber in our diet, you know, we should be aiming for about 30 grams a day. And if we're having more plant diversity, we know we're incorporating more fiber and we're going to be feeding those really beneficial gut microbes, which are going to help our gut health.
Now, what about the processed versus the fresh? I mean, if I were to use oat flakes and make porridge, maybe overnight porridge or whatever, versus having Oat-A-Bix, which is the Weetabix version of the oat biscuit, if you like. Is the Weetabix or Oat-A-Bix just as good?
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think what's important to remember is there's different types of processed foods. So, you know, those ultra processed foods have added sugars, added fats, added, you know, any sort of additives to help preserve that food. But sometimes it's to also for the taste, you know, artificial flavorings and things like that. The more ingredients that are added in and the more processing that happens, it then pulls away further away from that whole food group. Something like Oat-A-Bix or Weetabix or, you know, oat flakes, they're still the whole food itself, but they've just been made. So they're minimally processed. They've just been made to actually as in a consumption. But if you were thinking about something like an oat bar, which would potentially have added fats, added sugars, we wouldn't class that as one of your plant points because it's got those additional things included to it, which, you know, it reduces down that whole food. And that's the same thing with oranges versus orange juice. So oranges would be classed as one plant point. But if you were to have a glass of orange juice, you know, 150 mils, that would be classed as one of your five a day, but it wouldn't be classed as a plant point because it's not the natural whole food source. Oh,
okay, so the substance of the orange actually has something to add in addition to the juice you might squeeze from it.
Correct, yeah.
Now, Dr. Tim Spector of King's College, who was involved in the study that gave rise to this 30 plants a week, he says iceberg lettuce is pointless and useless.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. And I'm wondering, because I actually like iceberg lettuce, that crispness that it can add to a sandwich. Anyway, the other thing is that popcorn is actually good.
Yeah, it is. Again, it's important to remember that if you're going for, you know, the microwave popcorn, which has lots of added butter and, you know, additional salt, that's not going to be as healthy as if you were either going to pop the kernels yourself or buy the ones which are a bit more on the natural side and have less added ingredients. But yeah, popcorn's a great source of fiber and again, could, you know, be one of your plant points. And back to sort of Tim Spector's point on the lettuce, there isn't much that lettuce does provide. You know, it's quite low in fiber and actually it doesn't give us those additional plant properties. But if you were to have like a mixed salad leaf bag in, the, you know, adding that to your sandwich or as a side salad, you're going to be getting more plant points that way because there's different colours usually within those salad leaf bags, which then gives you these additional.
Now, are you currently living the 30 a week?
I have to be honest and say, half of the time I am. I do try. I think consciously, you know, I try to eat more plant-based foods. But again, I think it's what's most important is focusing on that diversity and adding in different foods to your diet where you can. You know, when you think you haven't had any, I'll have a handful of nuts, I'll throw in some mixed seeds, you know, I'll try and incorporate a different type of grain with my dinner. So I am trying to do it and be more conscious about it. And I think that's the good thing about my book, The 30 Plan. It's about diversity and adding in. It's not about a diet and, you know, there's no calorie counting in there. There's no weighing off
your
food.
Message is, let's be aspirational. Let's try and do it.
Yes, let's add in more.
One final question. How can you buy 30 different plants for one or two people and not end up with stacks of waste food?
Brilliant question. I would say it's all about thinking about outside the box. So tinned food is a great option. You know, you could go for frozen, getting frozen mixed veg. You could get tinned mixed beans. That way you can only take out the portion that you need if you're only serving for one or two. And it's easier to actually save those types of foods.
Sometimes counter messaging, you say nuts. Now, I love dry roasted peanuts. Are they any good or are they too processed to be of any benefit
dry
to me?
As long as they haven't got the additional salt or additional honey, you know, they would be okay. But it's most of those dried roasted, sometimes they do have added salts to them. So just where possible, try and go for the ones that don't have the added flavors.
Spoil sport. Catherine Rabbis, who is author of The 30 Plan, specialist dietitian and NHS clinical lead. Catherine, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.